More than a decade ago, Australia was hailed for its educational system. Some of its teachers came to America with great fanfare. Australia has since slipped in the international rankings, and the Down Under sheen has faded. But in New York, Australians have stayed and prospered.
It's a question that a lot of the teachers have asked too. Why an Australian?
That's Olivia Atanasovska. She taught school for 12 years in her native Australia. She moved to New York last year from Melbourne to work at a for-profit company called Aussie. It's the most popular teacher trainer in the city. The school system paid Aussie $15 million last year.
Having to do their own research through
oral. Atanasovska is showing some teachers at a Bronx elementary and middle school, PS 279, how to draft a curriculum.
So our job for today is to fill in an empty unit of work.
The Aussie craze first hit in the 1990s. They brought a new approach to reading. Each kid in a class got a different book at his own reading level. Daria Rigney is a retired superintendent and principal. She was working at the first school district that Aussie went into. Rigney says test scores soared.
Well, the district went from, I believe, number 17 or 15 in the city to number 2.
After that, word spread from principal to principal. Everyone wanted the Aussie secret sauce. Some schools are paying Aussie as much as $200,000 a year, every year.
The idea was not to hire Aussies forever and ever and that they'd become this sort of external wing of your organization. It was about building the capacity of the people who were the practitioners.
It's not just reading anymore. Today, Aussie consults on math and data analysis. The company declined a comment for this story, but Aussie consultants say they will do whatever a principal asks them to. At PS 279 in the Bronx, Atanasovska is something like a United Nations translator. She's explaining the latest acronym from the Department of Education to the teachers.
It's our UBD template, so the Understanding by Design.
The principal, James Wozlowski, said he hired Aussie in 2004 after he observed one of their trainers at another low-income school.
I was just so impressed by the level of work she was doing with teachers in the school. Like, where do you get more of her?
He's had Aussie working at his school ever since. He says that's partly because the Department of Education cut staff who used to do this kind of training.
They're built into the model. They really are. And so I accept that. I've gone to Aussie, you know, several times. And when we have consultants that we feel work out well for us, we really do whatever we can to hold on to them.
Schools in New York need to show their students' test scores are rising. But private companies like Aussie don't. There's no oversight and no data to prove that the $800,000 Principal Wozlowski spent on Aussie is helping his students learn more. Wozlowski says he's all on his own.
There's nobody saying, hey, over here is the best thing going in bilingual education, or over here is what you really want to have in your school to make science the best and standards level. Like, there's no one doing that.
The Department of Education says it wants principals to decide for themselves what works at their schools. Since there's no evidence to go on, Wozlowski says he looks to how much Aussie motivates his faculty.
She has such a big influence.
That's Rosa Lofgren. She was recently promoted to literacy coach. She trains other English teachers at PS 279. She says Olivia Atanasovska is helping her learn the ropes.
She comes fresh from Australia, which are, I think, ahead of us in some ways. Their way of thinking, their way of doing things we're not even close to be there.
Since 2004, PS 279 students have done better on state tests, which could have something to do with Aussie. But then again, no one knows for sure. For WNYC and the Hechinger Report, I'm Sarah Garland.